Yesu yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Mwasuze mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Bw'oliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet all your brethren.
Mwagalize ebirungi ebiveeri Katonda kitaffe.
Wish them the best coming from God the Father.
Omwana n'omwoyo mutukuvu.
The Son and the Holy Spirit.
Mugambe ekigambo ekyo kiwulidde.
Tell them, have you heard that word?
Obuwanguzi ebyamagero mu nsi y'omwoyo n'ey'omubiri.
Victory in the spiritual and physical world.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Byetweyongedde okulabika nga tutuukako bye bingi.
What we've moved on, reach on are the many.
Mugambe lindira ate ebirala.
Tell them, you keep waiting for others.
Mugambe kitaffe omulungi.
Tell them, our good Father.
Ategese emmere y'omwoyo.
He's prepared a spiritual food.
Eyinza n'okutugabirira eby'omubiri.
Which can provide us the physical things well. But we don't live by food alone, but by every word from the mouth of God. It moves on to us good.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God.
We thank God for this morning.
Tinagwa atuinsiza
that still is enabled us,
okulabika nga tukyatula erinnya lye,
that we still confess his name,
tuyayana okudda gy'ali,
as began to get to him. No, we pray the Father in heaven,
twebuuze ekibuuzo abaana tukola kikusi,
ask the question, we children, what we do on this world,
tukizuula nti tuli wano okutabagana naye,
discover we are here to reconcile with him,
tukola bye tukola ku nsi,
and we do what we do on the world,
naye nga tuli wano okutabagana naye,
yet we fight to reconcile with him,
mu biro eby'okwambulibwa omubiri,
in the time of being unclothed the body,
kubenga tugwanidde,
that we appear worthy,
okuddayo mu bwakabaka bw'omuggulu,
to go back in the kingdom of heaven,
eyo bulijjo gye tusaba nti kitaffe ali mu
ggulu, where we always pray our Father is in heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twagala okulabika nga nolwali tweyongerayo.
We want to keep moving on even today,
n'olugendo lwaffe olw'eggulu,
with our journey of heaven,
olugendo lw'obulokozi,
the journey of salvation,
olugendo lwange naawe,
it's my journey and your journey,
olugendo lw'abaatusookawo,
the journey of those who lived before us,
naffe abaliwo leero,
even we living now,
era n'abagenda okujja,
even those coming,
kwaka okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
To the coming back of the Lord Jesus.
Tukyalaba ebintu omusanvu ebikulu.
We still see the seven major things.
Ebiri ku nsendo.
Those found on the planet Earth.
Ebijifura ebirekamu.
Which make it to be habitable.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga tukyagenda mu maaso n'ekyo ekyokusatu.
And we move on with the third.
Natulabira ddala kubikwatagana n'okutondebwa kw'ettaka.
As we see the creation of the dry land.
Obusozi,
the hills,
ensozi,
the mountains,
ebiwonvu,
the valleys,
omukula emmere,
where they grow food,
era ebigenda mu maaso okuregulating empewo gye tussa,
move on, regulate the wind with oxygen we breathe,
n'entambula y'emigga,
and the movement of rivers,
omanya n'eddoboozi,
and by name and voice,
omutume Ronald Hope Witness,
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness,
wamu ne musumba,
together with Pastor Samuel Newman,
n'omusomi wafu wa Bayibuli,
and our Bible reader teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mu buweereza buno.
We base in this ministry.
Omulembe omupya.
The new generation.
Ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Which has the full knowledge of God.
Nate okwongera okutuusaako olugendo lw'eggulu.
Reach unto you the journey of heaven.
Olugendo lw'obulokozi.
The journey of salvation.
Olugendo olutandikira wano ku nsi.
The journey which begins on this world.
Olwasembayo ku nsi kuno.
Which ended on this world.
Nga lutandikira ku nsi.
It begins on this world.
Wetwajja nga tuva muguru.
Where we came, as we came from heaven. Our spirits.
Kubanga mubulizi esule 12 mukaga na musango yegamba.
Ecclesiastes 12:6-7 says.
Kwa mubiri gudda mutaka.
That the body goes to the ground.
Moyo ne gudda eliyo yakugaba.
The spirit goes back to its giver.
Oyo no yali muguru kitafu
mulungi. That's the one in heaven, our good Father.
Songa tuchagena mmaso.
Now as we still move on.
Nebi ntumusambu ebikuru.
With the seven major things.
Ebisingane kwa kunsene.
Those found on the planet Earth.
Ebyongera okujifura ensebere
kam. Which move on to make it the habitable planet Earth.
Utwaso kukuraba.
Where we first saw.
Ba malaika abana.
The four angels.
Abakora empaji nya.
Who make the four pillars.
Ziri kunsonde nyeze.
On the four corners of the Earth.
Okwaligibwa emiguwa jensi no mitondebwa.
They stretched the lines of this planet as it was being created.
Iranga bibakutobo obugumu bwayo okubira okwayo.
Holding its existence in.
Bwetwamaliriza ntugenda ku kyokubiri.
After we move to the second.
Okulaba kubire.
To see of the clouds.
Enkuba.
The rainfall.
Emigga.
The rivers.
Enyanja.
The legs,
agayanja,
the seas,
negasumayanja,
and the oxygen.
No muka gwetusha.
And the oxygen we breathe.
Ebyo no katonda byatuwa
obuwa. Those which God freely give us.
Ne tumwebaza.
And we thanked him.
Oluvannyuma lw'otuwa ebyo byonna.
After giving us all those.
Ate atugabirira ebyamagero ebirala bingi.
Also provide us many other miracles.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Sotuja agenda maso n'ekimukwe ekyokusatu kwebyo omusanvu.
Still move on to the third thing among the seven.
Tulaba kutondebwa kw'ettaka.
And we see of the creation of the dry land.
Ukutondebwa kw'obusozi,
the creation of the hills,
ensozi,
the mountains,
awamo n'obiwomu,
and the swamps of valleys.
Yes, yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Omukule mmere,
where there groweth food,
ate n'okule n'oku n'okutereza empewo gye tussa,
and the regulation of the oxygen we breathe,
n'enkulukuta y'emiga,
and the flow of rivers.
Ebyo nnonga bikulu,
and those are major.
Kubanga Katonda abitonda okubalansinga ensi eno kwe tuli.
God created them to balance this earth where we are.
Wakasembayo nga twakamaliza okulaba obusozi.
We last ended, we had seen the hills,
ensozi n'obusozi,
mountains and the hills,
n'engeri gye bikozesebwamu,
and the way they are used,
y'engeri egy'enjawulo,
in a special way,
era ng'ekikulu byonna,
and the major in all,
kupima nsi eno,
to measure up this earth,
okugibalansinga obulungi,
to balance it very well.
Olwaleero twolekedde,
this day we are heading on,
ate okulaba ku biwonvu,
to see of the valleys,
awamu batuyite butya, swamps,
and the swamps,
muzita mjamu Uganda,
entobas, in the swamps.
So tugenda kulaba ebiwonvu,
now we can see the valleys,
awamu ne entobas,
even the swamps.
Lwaki Katonda bitonda munsi?
Why did God create them in the world?
Era bikulu kwenkana ki?
In the major, to what extent?
Kirungi bituguddeko.
It's good they have happened on us.
Lugendo lwaffe okusiŋŋanirizanga ebizibu byabyo byebigenda.
Our journey has found us when problems from them are what move on. Mostly in Uganda.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Olaya inza n'okugamba oba twasoose kulaba nga
bigenda mu maaso. Someone can say maybe we first saw when they are moving on.
Nedda Mukama yowe ebironda
ebiseera. God is the one of time and season.
So olwaleero.
Now this day.
Twagala twongere tumanye.
We want to move on to know.
Amakulu ga Katonda, lwaki yatonda ebiwonvu bino.
The reason why God created valleys.
The swamps.
In the swamps.
So bulu tubalansingira ensobulungi.
People balance the earth very well.
Tuje yagalireko.
That we enjoy it.
Yeni atuongere n'ebyamagere bisingawo.
Then he adds more miracles.
Kubanga yamanya singa instead balancinga bulungi.
If it doesn't balance the earth well.
Nafe kijja tubera kizibu je yagalirako.
We had to be enjoying it.
Tetuganya twetaga ebyamagero bingi.
Yes, we need many miracles.
Twetaga ebirungi bya Katonda bingi.
Many good things of God.
Naate bino bye bisinga obukulu.
And these are the major ones.
Kubanga yasobola okubitonda.
He was able to create them.
Asobola okubalansinga ensi.
Able balance the earth where we are.
So olwaleero,
now this day,
tutunuulidde lwaki Katonda yatonda ebiwonvu.
We look to why God created the valleys, and the swamps, entobas,
n'entobas,
wetlands and swamps.
Era bikozesebwa bitya?
And how are they used?
Okubalancing ensi.
To balance up this earth.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nga tutandika.
As we begin.
Ensonga emu ku nkulu gy'olina okulowooza lwaki tusoma ebintu bino.
Major reasons you think why we study of the things.
Jukira Katonda agenda kuvunaana abakozesa obubi ensi.
Remember God is to accuse those who use wrongly this earth.
Ebintu byonna Katonda byatonda ku nsi.
All things God created on this earth.
Byonna bya mugaso.
They are all beneficial.
Newankubadde abasinga tutera kusooka kulaba mugaso gwabyo.
Even though many never see their benefit.
So no okuvunaana ababikozesezza obulu.
Now we have to choose those who have used them wrongly.
Ekyokulala,
the other,
tosobola kumanya bya muggulu.
You can't know things of heaven.
Ebyokusi bikulemye okutegeera.
Those of the earth you fail to understand them.
So ebisale bisinga bw'otegeera ebyensi.
Now many times when you understand things of the earth how they are, you can understand those in heaven.
Singa bituukibwako ne bikusomesebwa.
If you reach and they are taught you,
oyinza n'okwebuuza ensonga lwaki tusoma ebintu bwe
bityo. You can even ask a reason why we study things like this.
So ye Katonda akugamba.
Now God tells you,
ebintu bibiri ebimu ku bikulu lwaki osoma.
Two major reasons why you started.
So kagenda vunana abakozesa obuyensi.
First, to choose those who use wrongly this
hour.
The second,
agamba bobolemereddwa okumanya ebikuliraanye ku nsi kuno.
Fail to know things around you on this world.
Ate bwana jjo kunyonyola ebyomuggulu onaayinza.
When he will come explain those of heaven will you be able.
Kyekirira kye yatugamba.
It's what he told us.
Bobolemere okwagala oyo akuliraanye.
If you fail to love the one around neighboring you.
Olabako.
The one you see.
Oyinza otya okwagala Katonda.
How can you love God?
Bw'otalaba na maaso gaago
mubiri. Don't see with your physical eyes.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Songa tutandika.
Now as we begin.
Bible eraga mu kubikulirwa.
Bible shows in Revelation.
Esura
Revelation chapter 11, as it says like this, God is to accuse those who destroyed the earth. Let's read we here. Revelation 11 verses 18.
Amawanga negasunguwala n'obusungubo ne bujja n'entuuko ez'okusaliramu omusango gw'abafu n'ez'okuweeramu nti n'ez'okuweeramu empeera yaabwe abaddu bo bannabbi n'abatukuvu n'abatya erinnya lyo abato n'abakulu n'ez'okwonooneramu aboonoona ensi.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amawanga ag'omu nsi ne gasunguwala.
Nations of the world got angry.
Olw'ebyo ebikulu Katonda bye yatuusawo mu nnaku ez'enkomerero.
Because of the great things God made to come in the latter days.
Amawanga bwe gasunguwala okuvuma Katonda.
When nations got angered to abuse God.
Katonda n'ayingira mu busungu bw'okusala omusango.
God to enter the wrath of carnal judgment.
Okusalira bonna abazze bayita wansi w'enjuba.
Judge all of past under the sun.
Abaayambula emibiri gyabwe.
Those who unclothed their bodies.
Netuyita abaafa.
All the day
nokuwempera abawereza be banabbi
give a reward to servants the prophets
nokuonona
and to destroy
abayo nonanga ensi
them who destroyed the earth
omanyitwe izo kwa tuli kunsene
no we might be on this
buli omwaji ko isanga bwayagala
one used it as he wants
nomulala nyage takalya munne
another grabs another's land
omulala aroga munnafa ingire takira bitwale
other to die take over the land
omulala asanya we sozi no sozi
destroy hills and mountains
omulala ko isawo bi ebiwonvu
another used wrongly the valleys
awamo ne swamps
even the swamps.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Kakati ngafiti tumanyi.
And we do not know.
Tibyo noku because so we
that all to use them wrongly.
Waliyo musangeli je gusemba.
There is a case at the end of the day.
So yensongarwachi.
That's the reason why.
Ataku murundi murugendo wa furugu.
This time in our journey of heaven.
Utanikira kumsenu kwetuli
again on this earth where we are.
Ranga kurwako mabwetwajja.
It ended where we came.
Utusimbura okulabikanga tudayo.
We launched to get back.
Tujukire chindu chimu.
We remember one thing.
Je bindu abyo musambo ibikuru betula abiri kunsiko.
The seven things we see major on this
earth. Katonda bitutegeza kubanga yabiteeka.
God tells them to ask for
it.
And he showed the way to use them. That will not choose people cases. People these days, they get the valleys, then they get the swamps,
and
pour in soil, do whatever they want.
They
don't remember there is a case of using wrong levels of things. Yet you as a child of God,
and
you praise and worship God,
the
good works is done. That he did
atonde guru nensi
as great heaven and earth
sino bujuvu bwayo
and its fullness but he does now
kutubezao
to make us
nejo jagendo kora
and that is to do
paka kunkomerero
at the end
obo lino kumanya emirimu ja katonda
must know the works of God
gabwe jikorebwa kunsi
how they are done on this world
so gwa kutegeza mukubikuri besule 11
tell us revelation 11
onyure 18
in the verse 18
tebimu kubinabawo kumusanga
some of us will be on judgment
mulimu okuonona
it involves destroying
abayo nonanga ensi
those who destroyed the earth
mulimu okusanya
those to destroy
abasanyanga wensi
those who destroyed the earth
obabibira
whether forests
biwomvu
whether valleys
nature chimugambye
and swamps and wetlands and tobas
and tobas kare yes yebazi
praise Jesus much
I ogonno nagwo musango yizo kubagwe tokumanya mwana wa katonda
you don't know of each child of God
nokore anorekera uvuma norekera obwenzi norekera okubana ebiringa ebi
ketina still
nga gwo mukubonone
esikala to
mukudire taka noliwa muswamps
so you pour in the swamps and wetlands
Noziba nentobazinga tomanyi makuru gazi.
Look wetlands you don't know their use.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Wabona lwache rogena maso nokumanya.
But what do you
know? Nesoka yeyo.
The first reason is that.
Kutura 11 nyere 18.
Revelation 11:18.
Katonda ja kuonona.
God will destroy.
Wo kuzikiriza.
God destroy.
Abazikirizese.
Those who destroyed the earth. Who have destroyed the earth.
Abajikoyisa bubi.
And they use wrongly.
Ekyokubiri.
The second.
Mu Yohane sura yo kusatu.
In John chapter 3.
Nyere 12.
In the verse 12.
Ba 13.
14.
Katonda agamba.
God says.
Oremerwa okumanya ebyo kusikuno.
Failed not things of this world.
Bwana kunyonyere byo muguru byona ategeera.
He will explain you heavenly things are they that you understand. For we know.
Muguru ali yechibuga kya Katonda.
The heaven is the city of God.
Jerusalem echo muguru.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Eranga tujja kwa muchibuga echo.
And we shall be in that city.
Nibwe tubanga nafe ibuga byaffe ku nsi tubizimbye bubi.
Our cities on the world we build wrongly.
Kale nga bimo tubizimbye mu swamps.
Some are built in the swamps.
Erechi muzo kya kubuzibwa.
The question is to us.
When not your queen at guru tayeri mu swamps ona.
If I explain you heavens there are no swamps.
Kubanga bakora yo migaji amaza maramba.
Rivers of clear waters they move
so what when songa rwachi weta go kumanya
there's a reason you need to know the earth where you are
kubanga bana jo kunyole byo mukuru
when they come explain the heavenly things
uja kwanguira
you'll be east to understand
is nti muguru no wategekebwe watinebwe wat
heavens is ordered like this and that
unategera order ye guru
understand the order of heaven
kubanga tusubode tegera order yansi
not understand the order of this
much zibu nyotegera order yo mukuru
then it's hard no order of heaven
imukwe byenjogera biri bwe
bitu some of what I speak at this
tubwo batwa kiriza kugo okugonda eri kitaawo mu mubiri.
Didn't believe to humble down to your physical father.
Kitaffe mu ggulu kijja kubeera ekyo kizibu.
Father in heavens it will be hard.
Nsonga lwaki yatusindikira ekifaananyi ky'abataata.
That's why he sent us an image of the fathers.
Nga ye kitaffe asembayo
ifayo. It's the father, the final one.
Nakutina nti mbasangamu ekitiibwa.
He told us we honor them.
Tuyiga okusamu ekitiibwa bataata ab'omu mubiri.
Learn to honor physical fathers.
Nga bwe tuyigaata okusamu bataata ab'o kitaffe w'omwoyo.
To honor our spiritual father.
Batusomeko mu Yokaane sura eno ey'okusatu.
Let's read in the John chapter 3. And the verse 12.
Yokana esule yokusatu nolunyiriri ole 12.
John chapter 3 and the verse 12.
Bwembabulide ebyensi ne mutakiriza. Mulikiriza mutya bwennababulira ebyomuguru.
Bwembabulide ebyensi.
When I've told you earthly things.
Ne mutakiriza.
You've not believed.
Mulikiriza mutya.
How will you believe?
Bwembabulira ebyomuguru.
I tell you heavenly things.
Wanuri mulugendo lwegu.
Here we're in the journey of heavens.
Mukasira kanu ketusomera.
This time we're studying.
Atira uri lugendo lwetutambula.
The journey we are moving.
Na iyo banga tusobode kalitegira olumwe byokonshi.
You don't understand sometimes things of this earth.
Kinzo kubere kizibu wetukonyonyole ebyo mugu.
May be hard when you explain heavenly things.
Yes, mulacho lugendo lwegu.
The reason why heaven is journey.
Fenawa komekereza tulese kunsi.
All headed bring us on this world.
Yalwa komekereza lutandikira kunsi tusobode okudai.
In on this world to head back.
Wana kunsi.
On this world.
Wetusinzira okutabagana nokugenda okubayane katonda mugu.
Where we best reconcile God be with God. Imagine how you prepared your life to go be with God in heaven. Imagine, don't know you to use your city in your
parts.
Don't know how to use your village. May not be able to use heaven
for it ordered
well with the city of God. Now he says, one of
the
reasons why you started things on the
earth
today in the church of Christ,
it
helps you prepare no things of heaven.
Akutegeza nti bobo yono onesi.
He say if you destroy the earth,
then now aja kukuona kukuzikiriza.
He will destroy you.
Achitegeza.
That means what?
Wende kateka nti ate guru lyote lisoka kuona.
You prepare the heavens, you cannot destroy it.
Wabagena kukuzikiriza baona onasi.
If you destroy those, destroy the earth. How those who think destroy heaven.
Those
they chase them Satan and his fallen angels. If they see Satan and his fallen angels
for
wanting to destroy heaven, think, align yourself, go in the conduct of heavens.
If they
chase Satan and his evils, how more you?
Yes, you ever speak.
Praise Jesus much.
So, chavudagamba.
That's why you are saying.
Moyokane suli yokusatunye 12.
John 3 verse 12.
Bwembamba bulide byomosi.
If I tell you earthly things.
Ni mutabitegeere.
Not understood
them. Nata andike byomuguru kinabira
kiti. I begin heavenly things. How will it
so
be?
So, zezimu kunsonga biri
zetulina. There's some of two reasons we have.
Right fugina maso soma ku bintu ebiri kusiku ne mukuru wa musamu.
One start the seven major things on this earth.
Eranka kano.
And right now.
Mu chine cho kusatu.
In this third.
Tulabira okutonda kwettaka.
We see the creation of the dry land.
Kutonda kwa busozi,
the creation of the hills, the mountains, the valleys,
awamuni swamps,
the fenbow swamps.
Yes, you have
praise you. Jesus much.
No mere kuram,
and the food which grows there,
uje,
the balance of the oxygen we breathe,
no,
and the flow of livers. This we look to it.
Tuwa denga tusaba katonda ebya magere ebyenjawo.
We ask God different miracles, cars and the houses.
Ate yasoka tu ebya magere ebya buli lunaku byenkala kalira.
First gave us daily miracles which are always there. First balance this earth when he created it.
So ensonga je tuolekedde yokubiri.
The second reason we head to
watch tunolide bivu bino ne ntobazi.
Why we look to the valleys and the swamps.
Nti byonana abo byatekebwa mu kubalancing asiko tuli.
Them to we are put to balance the earth where we are.
Kubaka ati olwa lero.
For now today.
Tuwa no mu Uganda.
We here in Uganda.
Bamanga gasinga mu Africa.
Almost nations in Africa.
Agage na maso zibe ntobazi ezo.
On block those wetlands.
Na bazungu no bachikola ko ne kibakola bubi. Batandiko okwesengula bo.
Affected them and they shifted themselves. For they forgot.
Some of those
God created them balance the earth. Now the third reason why we see why we see the thing
is
that of balancing this earth. And we know of it. The Bible says in Isaiah, God moved on balance all the things. If you look to Isaiah chapter 40 and the verses 12, and down, it speaks like this. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 12.
Aniye yali ageza amazi mu kibatu kye. Napime eggulu n'oluta. Nagatte enfuufu ey'okunsi mu kigera. Napime ensozi mu minzaani n'obusozi mu kipima.
Have you heard well? Who has ever measured this water in the palm? When God balanced this earth, measured water enough on this world, though it would have rained how much, not come into people's houses, yet human beings, their what went into places where water was destined to be, it ended themselves. They have put themselves in ways of the rivers and the sufferings they are passing through. For the one who measured water, put the lake seas where they gather from, is the one who put valleys in the swamps and wetlands, that if it's rain, this water can gather in the wetlands and gets the rivers, and the rivers take to the lakes and the seas where they gather. Now we would destroy the earth, the human beings. Now we pour soil in wetlands. If we go in the valleys, we cover them up. Those who have gathered, if it rains much, the water is collected, gathered there. After it gradually moves away to. So if you read Isaiah 40 in the verse 12, so things God had measured them and they were just enough. Praise Jesus, man. According to verse 12, he measured this water. And he measured heaven, he measured hills and mountains. He doesn't expect us to come mess up things measured well.
Now,
can ask a question, not reached on problems of destroying the earth. That church, what is it studying and teaching now? Did we go in geography? What are we? Geography you studied, did you create it yourself? The one chief in geography created all.
Measured
all things, but when you studied, you did not understand.
She ministry,
you put Uganda. Ministries like in Uganda.
Nema.
You even hear the word.
Erema ministry.
It's something which is not rightful. It's someone lame. Nema. You came to charge a lame person be charged of the environment affairs.
Okay,
that's how the name sounds. Nema. In Uganda,
something lame.
If it's a cow, it's lame. Nema. Now that authority, it may end to be lame as it sounds. Now things like that happen on the world. You repeat as Isaiah. Isaiah 40 verses 12.
Aniye yali ageza amazzi mu kibatu kye, n'apima eggulu n'oluta, n'agatta enfuufu ey'okunsi mu kigera, n'apima ensozi mu minzaani.
Have you heard very well? He measured the water. He measured where heavens is in this airspace. God the earth measured it where it will be. This ground, dry land. Now for heads getting mad. Where soil was put to be the dry land. Take it in the wetlands. Cover them. Look at the mad people.
Hills,
they have to be where they are. It measured the mountains and the valleys, that they be valleys.
Swamps,
he said the swamps and wetlands. Wetlands, they should be there. Now, corruption in human heads.
We get soil,
measure to be elsewhere. We come poor where it is not meant to be.
Now
we hear the Bududa Hills mountains in Uganda that they are pouring down on the people.
So
we put the earth on scales not balanced. Now, it's not to be soil, we pour it there. The earth is not balanced, it's like on one side now. The message is seeming to teach the current affairs.
But
it found us studying this. God is telling us how he created the earth. And he put seven major things on it. When we've understood them, not
choose
the case of using wrongly the earth. Praise Jesus.
And
under in the next verse he says, Isaiah chapter 40. From verses 12 downwards. Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 12.
Anye yali ageza amazi mu kibatu kye napime gulu n'oluta nagatte enfuufu ey'okunsi mu kigera napime ensozi mu minzaani n'obusozi mu kipima. Olw'13 ani yali alungamiza omwoyo gwa Mukama obe yamuweerera ebigambo n'amuyigiriza. Olw'14 ani gwe yali ateeseza naye ebigambo era ani yali amuyigiriza n'amutegeeza mu kkubo ery'omusango n'amunnyonnyola okumanya n'amulaga ekkubo ery'okutegeera.
Who
has ever led the Spirit of God?
Moved
on teaching wisdom and understanding.
Who did it
take cancer that when these years come? You get soil poor in the wetlands.
Where
he put there is no one he took castle with. He tells them as it comes, get soil where I put it, go get it from there, pour it in the wetlands.
Now,
it's you taking castle things not right. That's why Ecclesiastes chapter 7, 29, he says, he created man upright. But things which are upright created for them. Yet they began to devise their own things. And they say, but in that valley, if we fill up soil, we can build even there. That wetland, if I block it, now you are invited things which are troubling you. After you cry, Lord, water is overtaking us. And he's in heaven seated on a throne. And the streams take you over in the houses and make noises on his throne. Say, who they take castle poor soil in the wetlands? And I say, the earth will balance with him, pour it there. Read Ecclesiastes, hear what happens. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 29.
Lava, kino kyokka kye nalaba nga Katonda yakola abantu nga bagolokofu. Naye bo ne banoonya bingi bye bagunja.
Now, God created man upright.
They devised
things troubling them. After,
he
moved on the earth, began to mess it up.
God
created it, earth is like that. To prove God is wise,
after
created all Genesis 1,
verse
30-31, God saw all that he has made is good. How you come see his wetlands? And it is not good to you.
You
see, you are meant to be in a wetland area. That's what he tells you.
That
he created man upright.
And
he put him in the soil.
And
it's meant to be like that.
But
men devised many things seeking. It's involving destroying the earth. You go back in Genesis, you hear.
The
created the earth, he saw all things are good. Valleys, he said, let them be in the world. Upon them will grow food on the sides. When it rain heavily, water will come in the valley. Or it goes in the wetlands. In the wetlands.
And
settles there. It begins to gradually move on. It moves onwards. Now, we by madness of people in the world. Wet covered all wetlands. If you are in the village, you can say,
the
people of the city understand much. If you understand things of God,
you
reach the city, you know you are in people who don't understand. Think leaders understand much. Anytime you have no wisdom in the world, mostly your understanding is not real. All problems happen in the village. All water wants to spread everywhere. You
think some village,
you find a river that's taken it up.
Speaking
like on the nation of Uganda. Things have come happen in all nations for using wrongly the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's see whether when God created things, he saw some are not worthy or he saw they are all good. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 30.
Neri buli nsole yoku nsi na buli ekibuka waggulu na buli ekyewalula ku nsi ekirimu omukko omulamu nti njiwadde omuddo gwonna omubisi okubeeranga emmere bwe kityo bwe kyali. Asatu mu lumu Katonda n'alaba buli kyakoze era laba kirungi nnyo. Ne buba akawungeezi ne buba enkya.
God
saw all he had made. It is very good.
Don't
go on the valley of God. Even his wetlands. And you see it's not good. If you
do
balance the earth.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. No church, you have bad manners. Let me tell you this.
Want
us preach you wisdom, you don't want wisdom. You want miracles. You don't want wisdom. You want miracles, but the wisdom of God they don't want. They will give you a car, you will drive it from where? After you've messed up the valleys, the soil hills and mountains, you go on the wetlands, you've poured soil there. Even roads
are
dry. You can you ask God to give you? Water is all flooding on the roads. You're going to drive a car from where? The road made, it will be swept off. Now, church,
we need
wisdom in the world. Understanding that we use that in first
principle.
That we use miracle, we know how to use everything well.
Now, you
ask a land from God,
you
go in and say, Lord, if you give me a wetland, I'll build in it. And he said, look at this one.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. God, all things he made, he saw their God.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
So,
some of the major reasons, some of what is used in the valleys, even the wetlands, and he said, as great as this
earth,
he decided to put collections of water. Others are called the lakes. Some people, what they don't know, that these wetlands, they are like the eyes of the lakes.
They
thought perhaps not a lake. Yet they are on the lake, which was covered on grass.
It's
covered on grass. In the maria. In mud. The clay.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. The lake water there should go where?
Now,
there are things we studied when we studied in the world. They teach you, you see them there.
Geography. Physics.
Maybe it's physics.
Ah.
Those of the ones who don't want to tell us, things they study of God created them. They want to make us think they researched of them.
So,
now in Genesis, the chapter 1, verse 9,
and
to 10, when God created, this is what He did.
Genesis chapter 1, from verse
9.
Katonda nayogera nti amazzi agali wansi w'eggulu. Gakunganire mu kifo kimu olukalu lulabike bwe kityo bwe kyali olunya olw'ekkumi Katonda olukalu n'aluyita ensi n'ekkuŋŋaaniro ly'amazzi n'aliyita ennyanja.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Yagamba kale olukalu lulabike.
He said let the dry land appear.
Amazzi nago gabereka we gakuŋŋaanira.
Water should have a gathering place.
Kakati laba nno ggwe.
Now see yourself.
Odireke ekiwonvu ekikuŋŋaaniramu amazzi.
Get that valley which gathers water.
N'ogenda mu maaso n'okizibu.
And you move on to cover it with soil.
Omanyi singa abantu baali basobola n'ennyanja bandizigiyemu ettaka.
People were able, they would have poured soil in the lakes and seas.
Uzanya n'eddalu.
You joke with madness. Pour soil in the lake to build a solid house there. Man
get
stubbornness as certain troubles their heads. And they use wrongly what God gave them.
So what
I bring to you is this, brethren, that those valleys which were not filled in water, when you find a valley is right there,
when
it will rain heavily,
it
gathers water right there.
It
knew these swamps. Water will pass in the wetlands and swamps. And it filters itself and goes on getting clean according to the channels they have passed. That's why in the wetlands,
there
are grass there to get every dirt in the water. To make out clay from it, to make out oil. You know in the swamps, oil is made there.
And
it goes in its collection in a specific place of the sea or lake.
Both
this oil which was made from creation of heaven and earth,
most
oil is made from paper in the polythene, every rubbish gathered in the swamp. You know,
rich
swampy areas, you see things like petrol-like oil in there. Oil is being made and gathered. That's why some nations say our oil is not increased. It's not matured and increased.
But
things are on this world.
And
they are major indeed. You are joking.
So, but what no did?
Now, if you look to in Psalms 104, starting from verse 8 and to 10, the movement of the rivers
and
the mountains, the hills, and they go down in the valleys, and they pass in the swamps, there is great meaning.
So,
can't destroy the earth like that.
Yet
as we church, we have to arise, tell the world life how people use this earth. For the earth failed on itself. People in the world have failed on themselves. Let's read, we hear.
Zaburi esuli ekikumwenya n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Psalms 104 verses 8.
Galinya ku nsozi gaserengetera nti gaserengetera mu biwonvu ne gatuuka mu kifo kye wagateekerawo. Olw'omwenda wagalagira ensalo jegata yinza kusukkako.
Problem which is hearing water will move climbs mountains in the hills
in
valleys settle there and there it flows to God places God destined it to be commanded
borders
not to go beyond trouble people on the dry lands. See now what happens. When we went in the valleys, all valleys we cover them. After covering valleys, we go to wetlands. In the wetlands, and them too we covered them. After covering them, they said that these rivers, think we leave them. When water comes, has no a place to rest. It comes much. It ends, they have to break the other commands. The commands are, you water, pass in the mountains, in hills, reduce speed, go into the valley, settle there, begin to flow slowly, go in the swamps, pass the swamps, you pass your channels, pass villages. We began cover up swamps. You know madness.
And
you still see your home. Even in the village, people have poured soil in the swamps and the wetlands. People don't know how they use the earth.
Made
on those who lived long on it. From their forefathers. Seven major things on planet earth.
Ask
what much about that?
Remember,
you call on us for the entire world as Uganda.
Requires
us no major things which will move on through. As we tell you all things of heaven. First became professional on things on the earth. Nothing you'll ask us and we don't know, neither in heaven not even above the heavens. What they call okumanchire okuchute brings many things. Repeat us Psalms 104 verse 8.
Zaburi esuri ekikumwenya n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Psalms 104 verses 8.
Galinya ku nsozi gaserengetera mu biwonvu ne gatuuka mu kifo kye wagateekerawo. Olunya olw'omwenda wagalagira ensalo gye gatayinza kusukkako galeme okudda nate okubikka ku nsi. Olunya olw'ekkumi nti aleeta enzizi mu biwonvu zikulukuta mu nsozi. Olw'ekkumi n'olumu zinywesa ensolo zonna ez'omu nsiko, entulege ziwona ennyonta. Olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri ennyonyi ez'omu ggulu kwe zituula ku zzo ziyimbira mu matabi. Kumi na ssatu.
Oba owulidde bulungi?
Have you heard very well?
Aleeta enzizi eri mu biwonvu.
Brings the springs into the valleys.
Bazinoko okuna mu biwonvu ziteekeyo mu kibu swamps.
Valleys past the swamps.
Zesengeje.
And they filter themselves. You went to block the swamps and valleys. Speak with the brethren and ask them, what you studied, does it hold meaning or not?
Oh,
you want to take it, catch it, sow a seed, you want such things?
Or
you want wisdom of God which works miracles? All of this we started them. Living God responsible of heavens and earth and their fullness. Spoken earth and their fullness, they are all His.
Now,
what you see which is not His, these swamps. Even the strength of God, no, it will destroy you. You repeat as the verse 10.
Zaburi esuri ekikumi mwenya n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
Psalms 104 verses 10.
Aleeta enzizi mu biwonvu zikulukuta mu nsozi.
He
brings streams in the valleys.
It runs
through the mountains and hills. Now, why did you cover the valley?
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
It
means you, it's among
what the people,
you mess us up.
Me,
I want God to choose ministers of lands. And they come from full knowledge of God.
They
are one who will be able to execute that work.
This
nation he calls, even to order the world.
But
that call is upon all nations.
It's
threatening
to
know you have a wise God. And they find you have the wise God. And you are foolish. It's not there.
Why?
Praise Jesus, brethren. And by name and voice, teacher Banji.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Apostle,
we thank you much for this teaching
by
the Spirit of God. I have like two questions. When you look to Kampala City, there are preparations moving on. There is what
we
call non-motorized transport.
In Tambla,
where there are no motors, which fume ails.
And
they have planned, they have a point they will end at. That the people move by foot in their cities. They have planted form of grass. And the roads have been narrowed. How has God spoke of that preparation? The second on that, Kampala City itself, it's built surrounded by seven hills.
But
there's a part of the wetlands. Yes,
Chisenyi.
Location of Chisenyi. They have built many industries there. And even when you look to Wino Market, even Kafumbe Mukasa, they are all in the wetlands. How is God spoken of that preparation? The other thing,
you
see the more population increase, the population increasing. People lack locations to settle. And they end up, they have gone in those wetlands. How is God planning for us on those issues? But the government has tried. Some have failed. Even now, NEMA says, you shouldn't go in wetlands. And see people taking over wetlands. How can God help us in those issues?
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus. I will answer you in Matthew 23. The Pharisees, they sit in the seat of Moses. What they do is one. What they speak is not what they do. Don't you think that this government is fighting people in the wetlands or to chase them? It's not doing that. Don't you think even NEMA is on that mission? We pay its money and they leave you take over the wetlands. Now bribe corrupts someone. A bribe. It corrupts someone. Planting grass in the city, to reduce cars go there, they are so late because they have no city plan. They are so late, and the one who can buy them time is God himself.
But
preparation of the city like that, it is so late because of one reason. Cities surrounding this St. Peter City, all of swamps there we are filled in soil. Water comes from cities surrounding Kampala.
It
enters all into the city center. Where they have built grass, you saw water has filled all over.
So now
if they don't plan early, Kampala has to, they have to get out of it when it's come a gathering of water.
That,
let's think of it.
The
other you say
that
people lack space to be in.
We have
not yet reached Genesis chapter 6,
where
people first filled the entire world. People
are liars.
They just want to be here in the city.
And
they don't work and they are just stealing. Now government itself has to accept. Do like Genesis chapter
4.
When Cain was just in the place, he went built a city elsewhere. Let them build cities in places far. People will be able to go in those cities. Those will be able now as they want to plan. If it's not that, people will be in the swamps and wetlands. Like in Chisenyi, Kampala. They will be in there. And they add soil in there. And things getting worse.
Now,
they need another wise person who is not among them. And it is God who has sent him to them. He alone can give them advice which is rightful.
In the brief,
that's what I've answered.
You
want to move on with our studying still. Praise Jesus much.
And
we see why God created valleys, even the wetlands, and the using of them. In the seven major things on planet Earth, and there's a point you've reached. You to hear what he explains you.
Now
let's repeat the sounds. We can move on.
Let's
move on. Wind up our first service. Let us hear.
Zaburi esuli echikumi mwenya noru nyiriri orekumi.
Psalms 104 verses 10.
Alete nzizi mubiwonvu zikulukuta mu nsozi. Olekumi n'olumu, zinyo esensolo zonna ez'omu nsiko. Entulege, ziwona ennyonta. Olunyo olekumi n'ebbiri, ennyonyi ez'omu ggulu kwe zituula ku ezo. Ziyimbira mu matabi. Olekumi n'esatu, afukirira amazzi ensozi ng'ayima mu njuze. Ensi ekkuta ebibala eby'emirimu gyo. Olunyo olekumi n'ennya, amereza ente essubi n'omuddo okuweereza abantu. Balioke bajenge mere mutaka.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much. The powers of these preparations. All
mere
prepare grass, the food grow in every place.
And
food was prepared can grow on the mountains and on the hills. Mountains and on the mountain top and on the hills.
Even
on the sides of the valleys. Even in the some swamps. Or some wetlands.
Is a kind of food
which grows in those places. And don't need to pour soil there.
Food
can come from the ground, do service on a human being.
Now
you see, we mess up the entire system. Now we have to water, keep watering our plants.
Places
that gazetted to gather those waters. That they can pass under the ground, spread that village or that city. No water just bypasses that place. Yet this raining in the rainfall rains and after it fills out itself in making up mist that it rains again. Soil must have valleys around them, even the wetlands.
When
this water fish from the ground,
roots
can tap water from the valleys around them,
even
the wetlands around them.
Things
we've done them differently. Now
we've
begun to inject injections on foods.
The
banana is appearing like a big pig booster. Now they are like human beings. Them to grow on injections. Madness moving on in this world. Yet one pastor has shamed us so much.
I hear
on Case TV. What is it? Case. KS.
KS
Television.
He
said,
"Leave
people eat food with poisons. Why should they live long?" If you hear stab madness like that,
all
those have come from what?
The
world grew its own food.
It
grows and gets out nice.
Yet
they have forgotten. They have to get tired of that. Came from disordering its programs.
By which created
and ordered it well.
It reached to say that
all creations of the world,
they too
are so wary of a human being. And they're so wary for the using of the earth not right. Yet even madness we've attached on. For we contend with the Creator. Yet it is said,
woe
to the one who strives with this Creator.
You
can ask, I strive with him when? Why do you block his valleys? Why do you pour soil in his wetlands?
He
put it, it was not understanding.
Confront
him one on one. Now you know that you strive with him. That you've strived with him.
Trying
with him, it changes preparations. You bring darkness in castle. And you do things not right.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
As we're
reading the book of Numbers. Numbers 24, verses 5 to
6.
It explains us that those valleys, even the wetlands, where they are people can dig wells there, out of comes water filtered well. For first of all, you dig latrines around all places. Where those rivers and streams pass, they gather up filth and move with it.
If
they pass in the wetlands, they can filter out the filth and they make out, and they make clay from it.
They make
oil.
Oh, you've
messed it up. I don't know the madness of this world, but it's much. You read us Numbers 24, the verse 5. Numbers 24, verses 5.
Nti eweema zo nga nnungi gwe Yakobo, ennyumba zo gwe Isirayiri. Olw'omukaaga, zeeyayiriridde ng'ebiwonvu, ng'ensuku eziri ku lubalama lw'omugga, ng'emiti egy'omugavu Mukama gye yasimba.
Kakati ku mabbali g'ebiwonvu.
Now on the sides of the valleys, for there is a dry land on the side of it. You can build there. Now on the slope to the valleys, and you plant bananas, but they can draw water down from the valleys and grow well. Don't come to mess up other places.
Things
had been ordered, all of them.
And
your houses are out on the side of the valleys. plants around nearing those valleys. Even plants we see grow right in the wetlands.
You shouldn't
just do whatever you find. You know, our God is of order. Everything is prepared it very well. Order not of confusions.
Now,
those who say out there that perhaps this would have been a parliament and they are moving around the medians, moving to the entire world, and they hear the clear counsel, they will reach. For our television is on the way. Preparations are all done, you know that. Things. Perhaps we wouldn't have been preaching the church.
Let us repeat
us in Numbers.
Okubala esule ya biri mwenya n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Numbers 24 from verse 5.
Nti eweema zo nga nnungi gwe Yakobo. Enyumba zo gwe Isirayiri. Olunyolo omukaaga zeeyaliridde ng'ebiwonvu ng'ensuku eziri ku lubalama lw'omugga ng'emiti egy'omugavu Mukama gye yasimba ng'emiti emyerezi ekiri ku lubalama lw'amazzi.
You see things they plant, and the dry land is like the other part. And here valleys, water at warm, and you go slope into the valley and you plant fields there.
You
plant trees around. Trees, eucalyptus trees. You don't plant them on the dry land top, for they will get all water from the sea. God as we direct us, things can be done in the extreme great wisdom.
And the Lord affect
us, they remain doing everything well. You repeat verse 6 again.
Kubala esule ya biri mwenya n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Numbers chapter 24 verses 6.
Zeeyaliridde ng'ebiwonvu ng'ensuku eziri ku lubalama lw'omugga ng'emiti egy'omugavu Mukama gye yasimba ng'emiti emyerezi egiri ku lubalama lw'amazzi.
Have
you heard that word? Now the gardens, it's good.
They
planted close to the rivers. If they put roots in the ground
that can
tap water which is around them in the valleys and in the wetlands. Now we go plant them in wrong places.
And
get valleys, cover them up.
And
get trees which drink much water, we plant them where they shouldn't be. Where we grow food which is eaten
is where
we plant trees which finish water from the ground.
You say,
take them on the mountain top or on the
nearing
slopes to the valleys. Things will grow very well. Let's finish.
Numbers 24, verse
7.
Amazzi ganaakulukutanga okuva mu nsuwa ze, n'ensigo ze zinaabanga wali amazzi amangi. Ne kabaka we anaasiganga agagi obugulumivu. Anaasinganga agagi.
Now
these valleys,
these
are buckets of God. That he gathers the water from there, which will watering the seeds you will plant later.
Now,
the bucket God you pour soil
in
it, yet God gathers his water to help you. Water to help you in times of dryness, and you pour soil in there.
It's like
a foolish child home. You gather your water in a bucket and they fill in as it rains. And the bucket, they have filled soil in the bucket. What do you do with a child like that? I send you in the wells, fill it, either came you to finish the foolishness. But the valley appears like a bucket, you know it.
A bucket
gathers water and waits for dry seasons.
And
springs taking on water until it finishes, it blocks its streams. He waits, it rains. God had ordered this work. But what did happen, man?
Yet you study yet
the wisdom, you don't get enough there. Now you come in the church.
And
we give you wisdom. Holy wisdom.
How can
you get the bucket of the head?
Let us
read, see if it's not a bucket.
Numbers 24,
verse 7.
Amazzi ganakulu kutanga okuva mu nsuwa ze. Ensigoze zinabanga wali amazzi amangi.
Kati eno nsuwa.
This is a bucket, my dear.
Nsuwa bucket kato ngapi okunganya amazzi.
As you gather your water. Muzungu tuina bucket. For English we have buckets. Luganda is speaking of a pot. Collection of water.
Now
the pot of the leader God, that you pour soil in it, when he comes with the whip, you tell him whether you reason that you pour soil in his bucket. Thank God who gives us right wisdom. There are things that you would have covered many, you wouldn't have understood them.
Those
who see this and it's seeming like not preaching,
they say,
we went back to school. Churches to be the foolish in the world, yet they are the ones with the wise God. In the bucket of God, you pour soil in there. Look at the government now.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter
8,
verses 6 and 7. When he gathers water in his buckets, and in his basins. For the basins are the wetlands. Wetland is the basin where water gets out to move ahead.
It's
as if to joke on them. Tell him how you disrespect them. The beatings he will beat you in hell.
Deuteronomy
chapter 8 verse 6.
Erone kumanga ebiragiro bya Mukama Katonda wo. Okutambuliranga makubo ge n'okumutyanga. Olw'omusanvu, kubanga Mukama Katonda wo akuyingiza mu nsi ennungi, ensi ey'emigga gy'amazzi, ey'enzizi n'ebidiba, agakulukutira mu biwonvu ne ku nsozi.
Kakati olaba,
have you seen?
Ensi akuyingiza mu ntegeke bulungi
in the land ordered very well.
Ensi ng'erina ebidiba.
The land has brooks within it.
Yetuyise bafu.
Basins.
The swamps.
The Luganda word is getting out of me.
Entobazi.
Wetlands.
And
gathers his water, takes in the valleys, and removes it.
Deuteronomy chapter 8,
verse 7.
Kubanga Mukama Katonda wo akuyingiza mu nsi ennungi. Ensi ey'emigga gy'amazzi, ey'enzizi n'ebidiba, agakulukutira mu biwonvu ne ku nsozi.
Gagenda.
They go.
Ne gava ku nsozi ne gagenda mu biwonvu.
Mountains go to valleys.
Ne gagenda mu
and they go to hills from mountains. They go to hills. And they go to valleys. And they go to wetlands. Now you came to mess up what God ordered.
No,
every person where God has put them. Preparation of the things we know they are there.
It hard
to find a place and these things are not there. For if they are not there, there will not be a balanced place. People run, refuse to be in such places. Go be in the deserts if you argue against that. God put them as initial miracles. And they daily happen all days. If you messed up, you will tell God the day will carry judgment out. Praise Jesus much.
So,
if you look to Isaiah chapter 41 and the verse 17 and the 22, he showed that his valleys, he put streams on them, even the wetlands, and they can water all parts.
Many
things in the brave beneficial. Nothing
you'll
see on those God created and has no use.
It
has a great use which goes far. Praise the Lord. We thank God for this service. I'm named Evangelist Topaz. I request to ask this question. We see in Genesis that when the earth transgressed, God burnt some places and it turned to deserts. And even in those deserts, there are people who dwell there. They live there these days. There are those who move to make those places nicer. And they plant trees in them. When they put soil, they plant food there. In nations like China and the Arabs. Those people, what they do is wrong. They invent in much. What they do is right. It's good initially there were people there. Now where is the bad thing is this? Where do they get the soil? Where they get it from, it was meant to remain there. It is good to be there for people who have ever lived there. In the Genesis chapter
19,
there was a city Sodom and Gomorrah.
One
Sahara desert, another Karahari desert. But
now
they have a work they have done which is not good. To gathering soil where it was meant to be. They take it, then the earth will not balance.
Apostle,
won't we get so shifted elsewhere? You get it, take it where else? Where it should be or where it should not be. Now drama is on this world. God, let him help us. For things are not easy.
Then
troubles have happened in this world. For beginning cause imbalance of the earth. The sickness, troubles,
it's
caused by imbalance of the earth. You think, why did mosquitoes become wild? Where they slept, you powered soils, now they come into your houses. Power soil in our houses. Let us come in your houses and we chew you up. Before we slept without mosquito nets. He stopped getting sick. Mosquitoes had much things to eat in the wetlands. Now you poured soil in all their habitations. Who poured soil here? They are called human beings. Let's go to where they sleep. They tell us why the king of spoiling preparations of God. You have to make much kowatim. That you can treat their malaria. Before it wasn't there, you were treating what then? You messed up odors.
Even
forests where they dwell, and they drank blood of animals. For animals didn't get sick of malaria. Each could feed on the other. For their commands are like that. Each eat up another to survive. All forests, you cut them down. They got wild. Who cut down a forest?
Bantu.
Human beings. Who blocked
Bantu.
Our valleys?
Bani.
Who poured soil in the wetlands?
Bantu.
Human beings.
Bantu.
Let's go in the human beings. If they had animals, is what I've done that. Now you keep bearing that, buy more mosquito nets.
But
they don't have nowhere to go, what will they eat? But you can speak with them and say, you leave us. It's not us who made us miss us. Let's read Isaiah 41:17-22.
Isaiah 41:17. Abavu n'abatalina kintu banoonya amazzi, songa tewali, olulimi lwabwe ne lulakasira. Nze Mukama ndibaddamu, nze Katonda wa Isirayiri siribaleka. Ndizibikula emigga ku nsozi ez'ebweru, n'ensulo wakati mu biwonvu. Ndifuula olukoola ekidiba ky'amazzi, n'ettaka ekkalu okuba enzizi z'amazzi.
My springs are right there. Open them up and streams will flow. And they spread all places. Now we force the water to move when it has no commands. Time a person moves without commands, you know what they do next. They enter where they were not sent. Your houses don't be suppressed. You will move feet out without commands. And the water too comes into your houses to finish the madness within you. Isaiah 41:19.
Ndisimba mu lukoola omuvule n'omusita n'omumwanyi.
They show you some things where they are planted. Where is the wilderness? The grass there don't grow much per se.
There appears
a form of a wetland, but not so much. Even coffee has a location it's grown and where it shouldn't be grown. You repeat and we hear. Isaiah 41:19.
Ndisimba mu lukoola omuvule n'omusita n'omumwanyi n'omuzeyituuni. Nditeeka mu ddungu enfugo n'omuyovu ne namukago wamu.
Something is
a place they have to grow by.
So si buli wamu tumulimayo ebintu.
Not every place you plant things there.
mazima twetaaga amagezi ga
Katonda. We need the wisdom of God.
Kubanga yategeka ensi eno.
For he ordered this world.
Era amanyi bulungi buli kintu wawe kirina okugasiza.
Well, everything where it's meant to profit from.
Wawe kirina okuteekebwa.
Where it's meant to be put.
Okulabikanga kisigala tekikosezza muntu.
Means we use not harm the human being.
Omuntu asobodo kikozesa obulungi.
Humans have used them wrongly, rightly.
Ngento ekateka za mukama
zili. Preparations of God are.
So atugambye.
Now he has told us.
Ajja kuba asimba emivule.
He will plant the cedar.
Ku wilderness.
In the wilderness.
Chi wilderness ebera gunanka ni. Tugambi tubanga rusengira.
In wilderness.
Umuddo gwao bwa.
The grass in the wilderness.
Tichifuka miti chiberawo.
It is hung there.
Ebifo yo mubimanyiko.
You know those places?
Biberawo ngumuddo gwao tegukula
nyo. There the grass doesn't
grow. It
doesn't grow trees there. In the half level they are short.
Wabo wakula miti chiyejo.
Which trees grow there?
Somawo mugara.
Isaiah esuli yana mwemu nolunyiriri ole 19.
Isaiah 41 verse 19.
Ndisimba mulukolo omuvule.
Ejo mivule.
Those are cedars.
Jijisingo okumera side.
Most grow in the wilderness.
No mustar.
Omusta yobye kasiya
tree. Acacia tree.
Ejaga sigina majitangasiya. Manya baganda namu.
You know you baganda.
Mudira kasiya namu.
You get acacia, you call it jashia.
Kati ebintu bino bina je bino
okumira. Things have places they have to grow.
So tumaragaluza ati yabisima bukimu kya makuru.
And he planted everything
ku bisongeri yakuna.
Has a use when you reach the fourth prison.
He wetujjo okulabira emigaso je
jo. Where we shall see the benefits of the six kingdoms of the world.
Abantu ebimera
ensongo kabyonna. Plant animal insects.
Era kati wano balinga abakulagira kati kibageno kugamba
kichisingani
gwawo kichisinga kumera wa
it grows where most
windows ajano
you are joking
kada basuwa geography
masomero you studied geography in schools
mumufunye mubuju
you've gotten it in the fullness
okuva mchigambo cha
from the word of God.
There's
even science and biology and agriculture. We study them all together. Yet we all understand them all together. Which other tree?
Isaiah 41
verses
19. No mumwanyi.
Hii mwanyi, mwanyi wana mulizungu wajisi wati. Kasebo na yuba ajiganda waza. Wanaonda basi manye. Itigamu kinembe noso.
And the words mato
the there's a mato wachi susa mumwanyi imwanyi no temalaga zisimba buli
don't plant coffee everywhere you find
wate kokubanga side ya waliranye ebi
must be sent there never in valleys around
zija kubala zikowe bwoyi
grow and get tired
ngati zirumbi wabuka
tazili
zinwa amazza
amaro where the other drink water enough, which has ingredients enough to treat them. Plant them where you want, treat them where you want, and they will not live long there.
But
these others,
Isaiah 41
verse
19. No mzeituni.
But the oil trees.
And the oil tree. These. This is where we got oil.
Ate walone jine emirale givamu amafuta.
Is that this where we get petrol from?
Mutiji. Wajitanga mutiji.
How did you call those trees?
Kalitunsi, si kalitunsi, munne wa kalitunsi onani.
This one, pine.
Kati ebinazi nevyu bikula nyao kulira.
Now the pine and the palm
trees grow near.
Can you get oil from them?
Why did
you get order?
A
priest has been teaching, we did have.
I
don't know whether in agriculture we'll even study those.
You
have to know everything where it grows.
God
prepared the ingredients which will enable.
So akugambi,
now he has told you, those trees of oil,
petrol,
they grow near the valleys.
But
remember, I told you of that in the valleys and in the wetlands, rutobazi in the wetlands.
Kasasira amanyo kunganira
yo. Rubbish is collected there in it.
Akunyizibwa kunyizibwa
na. It is squeezed from
tosi.
Out comes clay. It comes oil.
Ndibije kati omuti kuri wakusobola tapinga ebirungo.
Drink and tap ingredients from there.
Ebiralanga ebiyongera yo kugenda mukunganiro eriya mafuta.
Move on, go in the collection of oil in the seas.
No munyu
and the salts.
Ibu mubisashiro mu kunganyizibwa mu munyu.
In that rubbish they gathered salt in there.
Nemufune ekiwonvu.
If you get the valley.
Galeke Katwe.
As Lake Katwe.
Ngirimo munyu.
And there is salt there.
Binji nebigena.
Many things move on.
Ora makuru gali mu bintu.
Indeed meanings are in things.
Katumaleyo ebirara.
Let's finish others.
Isaiah esule ya 41 n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omwenda.
Isaiah 41 verse 19.
Nditeeka mu ddungu enfugo n'omuyovu.
Enfugo. Enfugo muzimanyi.
You know cypress trees?
Mhm. Isaiah 41:19.
Isaiah 41:19.
Nditeeka mu ddungu enfugo n'omuyovu n'ennamukago wamu.
Kakati tulinayo omu ekiyovu mukimani ekiti kye ekiyovu kiri bakiyita kikajjo kyaki ekikajjo kye enjovu
the sugar cane of the elephant. Here we have what
binonno byonna bya mugaso singa tunatuka ku point eyo kuna neba kulagiride wo binonyo bisanga
if you look for them you find them where
karna be kubasawo
this missy of doctors here
e ngamuno mwasoma musawo
you studied your doctor
ani ko mukono dala bulo
raise up your hand well
aha tobuza buzibwa
don't
mukama mazokulagire
god has showed you where medicine he put it
kagari wali one zino box trees
not these box trees
batugame mtiki ya
they have called them which trees they last
Isaiah namwemu olunyiriri ole 19
Isaiah 41 verse 19
no muyovu nenna mukago
ee baguita mu
namukago
enkago sinamukago enkago eh box trees
box trees
zibira ne battling and nene nyu
they have big batteries with themselves
na zikujenga zina boni ee goya galokulizina onyogende yo
if you want to look for them you go there
abali goru goruwovu
on the sides of the valleys
waguru guru wote
on the top slopes as a slope
ani amanye bibida
who knows forests
ibira tebibula mbintu ebyo
forest you cannot miss to get the things there
zinakulira mbibira
I grow in the forest and the Mavira forest
uyayogera kwano mbitegeera
what speaks here I understand very well
mwabaga rukobe okore ngoma
you want to make drums
these
box trees will help you
mwabaga rukora plywood
those who want to make plywood
zishinga kuleyo
they mostly grow there.
Kaadi katonda atubulira buli chimulo awange.
God will tell us everything.
Omanyo badori natukugambe.
You know he waited us to tell you.
Kama agama masanja goli mwezi.
God say you man you are immoral, adulterous.
Echo chimanyi.
You know that already.
Kuagala kubulira byota
manyi. God will tell you what you do not know.
Uchimanyi ngabo oli omwezi.
You know how you are
chimanyi tina chibi.
You know it's bad.
Uina chile kabule sipe ko ja kusikirira katika tusoke tukubulire bila byotamani
tell you other things you don't know
kati tukubulire bya
now we tell you what
msaja gwe
mukazi gwe you woman I see
ulinengare yo mukaju
have a fixed finger
ojimani
you know it
ate yitaga sala ko kubasa terino
cut off is the normal on you
ngamba nti obo oli mubi
I speak you are a thief. You still around.
Ada tukubulire byo manyi.
Tell you what you know you are. You know.
Tukubulireke bila byo tamanyi.
Tell you other things you don't know.
Kale ngatumara yo.
Now as we finish.
Bible yongera tunyonyola.
Bible moves to explain us.
Urubereberye sure ne yabiri mu mukaga.
In Genesis chapter 26.
19
that those valleys still to nearing them
we
made able to dig wells from there to give us good water people olden did cook they got out water is clear filtered and passed in the swamps and wetlands They
blocked
them. The old drainage system of every place brings into the water.
Pipe that
they connect to your houses, you put in medicine in
water.
Cause sickness of cancer. Funny sicknesses. We think technology is advanced. But you know, everything man creates and forms, they have a side effects. Except God alone. All have harm on that side. What man forms and creates. But what God created, counted they are all good.
Though
you drink that water filtered well where it's passed, but now where it was passing was blocked. Everything was messed up. Let us read.
Genesis 26, verse 19. Abaddu ba Isaka ne basima mu kiwonvu. Nebalaba omuluzi lwamazza amalamu. Olunyo lwabiri.
Igabera malamu nyo.
It is so living.
Bakugana amafuge munyu agali
mugoni. This dirty water you drink. You open your taps.
Chukapa ipo
jigaita. I don't know when they wash them.
Karino mulaba olabye obadoloza
ntimutegera nyo. Are you thought you understand much? That you make science which rich waters to your houses. Who washes the pipes where he passes? They wash the poor chemical in it.
It
wash out every rust that drink the water and you drink well. And get sick of cancer and different sickness in the stomachs. But pregnancies, stomachs are all sick. I don't eat oil. I don't eat this. When I eat this, I pollute the stomach. Before, we all the years, we ate everything. You eat jack food, you join in sugar cane, you join in sweet potatoes, and the same. The stomach is functioning normal, and it is alive. We ate the stomach, we protrude like that. And you run a little in a few minutes back on level, you get more things to eat. But everything, living water is no more.
For
even when we go to the wells, sometimes back toilets around,
swamps
where they took.
And
water can be filtered and comes on our wells. They pour soil in them.
Now,
also water from wells boil it, the situation is not well. Situation is not well. Neither good things got well worst.
Genesis 26,
verse
19. Nebasima oluzzi olulala era n'olwo ne baluwakanira n'alutuuma erinnya lyalwo Situna. 22 najjulukuka okuwaayo n'asima oluzzi olulala n'olwo ne bakyaluwakanira n'alutuuma erinnya lyalwo Lekobosi. N'ayogera nti kubanga kaakano Mukama atugaziyizza naffe tulyalira mu nsi. 23 Navayo nayambuka e Beruseba. 24 Mukama namulabikira ekiro ekyo. Nayogera nti, nze Katonda wa Ibulayimu, kitaawo. Totya, kubanga nze ndi wamu naawe, era nakuwanga omukisa. Era nayongera ng'ezzadde lyo Ti kubo muddu wange Ibrahimu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Oyasima oluzi mu kifo ekituufu.
When dug a well in the right place.
Katonda naye n'amwanukula.
God to answered him.
Kaliwo amazzi amalu amalamu.
And there is living waters. Water of life.
Nehe mugena nemugura simaye nagamo
bagakolepwa kuva. There is some water is made from where?
Well.
I hear Renzori.
Mbulira mbisimanyi highland.
I hear highland.
Byonna kali tunywedde.
All we've drunk.
Tunywedde. Waliwo tukango inakusabira.
There's a point you have to pray for them.
Nenga tukwika kasabi bakoze byebiki.
Not sure what they made is what.
Okama na watu wapanya na agama mtemise ikisoka nya.
God gives shortcut in first Timothy 4.
Bitukuzibwe nakora ki?
They will be cleansed through prayer
and thanksgiving. Sabana kwenza kubanga bambi tebiki ali.
For they are no more.
Nyati chotegede kati tochikola boto direct.
If understood, don't do it direct like that.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
Katonda asanyukire nzize isumibwo kompene biwomvu.
God rejoices over wells dug near valleys.
Kubanga amanyibulunja amaziga bagasengejezeddu.
He knows well that waters be filled that.
Nekati kiswechiriwo amasengejero gonna.
The problem is the location.
Amasinga twayiwomuteta.
Most of them they poured soil in them.
Omanyimu Kampala mwemusinza mwemusinga abalwadde.
You know in Kampala there where there are most people in the cities in the world.
Kubanga basoka kuono onabyo nebi baliranya.
First pull everything surrounding them.
Ebyandi bayambiye ko kutegeka obulamu
bwabwe. Which would have helped them prepare a good life.
Era mu bibuga.
And in the cities.
Mwemusinga amaruwa aliru.
Where there are most hospitals.
Ne clinic.
And clinics.
Tezisinga mu
byalo. They are not most in villages.
Oh badeto manyi
if you did know
gura wa mulwali
look to hospitals in cities
mugama muri mulam burundi ne mushinga mulwali mwe barwadde
you have the most hospitals you're sick
ba maro kufura na dali buga bya africa
after the turn african cities
bya badampinga mu ebyuma ebikadde
where they dump old machines in there
amamoto kagafuwe
mikapumpa fumes
mulina taxi
you have taxi
na muno olwalira
even enter in it and you get sick in it
mutuina ministry yo
bula we have ministry of health
mwe
tabando
ministry yo bula mbiki
ministry of health
zeno bwenjira bantu
mbona I looked I even pity it
tuleke de bitulwaza
left up things make us sick
uruaga ne mutume
someone suppose
kubanga kuvuga
because you drive in your car
boyagala batugobeko moto
one day chase us from whole car
ya sobodo kuenkadde
ya sobodo ku give you an old car was able to give you but it's you requested for the old car
atene kati ajikujja ko
jiremera now we takes it away from you you insist retaining it
kati ojikura yona tetegeka
kuruaza all fun and make you sick
to just wajifuga bulunja makuru kuruma tikuruma
you pains in the legs every part
but ministry of obulamu
now ministry of tegera
bichi byemukora
I don't understand what you
do in Uganda most in Africa
in Uganda Africa
ebituruaza byemutuleke
what make us sick is what you leave us
nemugamba
and after you say
nti okuziza kusinga okujanjaba
that prevention is better than cure do we understand well of that statement
Ora vye daru
kisi madness.
Ee tebagamba bwe batu.
Don't they say that?
Uma ni batulekere ebitulwaza.
After they leave us things to make us sick.
Nura bataki ngee unyalo.
A taxi car. It's smelling.
Omutogwa na yine
all the seat is dirty.
Ari ne wane wabapakira muri muringa.
After they pack you in there like bananas.
Omurade natali
the sick and one not
atana banana baba
the one who bath the one who never bathes
are even to emunga binyisha no nyisha
since they even anger
atebo vayo mnoyogera
and if you come out speak
tell us why mira kuruka
no nakuansi no one can stand for God and their country
bonna babe ateba na Uganda muvemo ebintu ebyo
kuberanga
muri daro
jo things of being so dull
omanyo kuberanga oliawo
you know to be there you are something there they pack on you another passenger and you're not speaking out you read on the door of the taxi this car is 14 seater you are there six you're settled those things you are into
We are a nation called.
Let's get back to sanity.
Be bold,
speak wisdom and understanding. You're seated comfortable.
Mm.
Let me leave that. You know. They say you get wolves to the dogs, they bite you with them. If you cast money to them, they bite you. Let's read in Numbers 32, 9 to 13.
Okubala esuri ya satumwe biri noru nyiriri oru omwenda.
Numbers 32 from verse 9.
Kubala satumwe biri oru nyiriri oru omwenda.
Numbers 32 from verse 9.
Kubanga webaya mboka mchiwombo esukori. Nebala bensi. Nebakenge enteleza omoyo guwaba na baisira hiri. Bale moku yingira munsi mukama jiyaliaba wade.
Olabe daru.
His friends when they caused
mercy,
they enter in the land of Canaan. There are valleys in there. When they saw them, they got angered.
See,
God takes us in the land with valleys. He saw dead people. They don't say to spy the land. When they found plantations, they didn't know the use of them.
And
they went this courage that the land has valleys, you shouldn't go there.
Okubala esure ya satumwebili noru nyiriri ole kumi.
Numbers 32 verses 10.
Obusungu bwa mukama ne bububuka ku lunaku luli. N'alayira ng'agamba nti, kumi na lumu, mazima tewali ba ku basajja abaalinnya okuva mu Misiri, abaakamaze emyaka abiri n'okukirawo, abaliraba ensi gye nalayirira Ibulayimu, Isaaka ne Yakobo, kubanga tebangoberedde ddala.
Olabye okugaana Katonda.
You see rejecting God.
Ensi erimu ebiwonvu yamanya amakulu gaabyo badda mu kuwakana.
As valleys got due to their use and they began agile against it.
Okuva ku myaka abiri.
They say right from 20 years.
Paka kugisinga obungi.
Up to the most years. There is nowhere you're going to in my land. He killed all of them. Except those who believed.
Those
who were beyond the years were Joshua,
Caleb,
Caleb and the others. But from 19 years downwards, they alone reached Canaan.
They got
others to fight the preparation of God.
You reach in the land,
you come give a bad report. My valleys, my buckets, you collecting water from there? He killed them all. He killed the others last time. You keep pouring soil in his valleys. Others he killed them in the flesh.
You
burnt fire in hell and lake of fire.
He
carried out judgment of those who destroyed the earth. I have my house in the wetland. Maybe I go sell it. You sell it to who then? And you support this destruction
still.
You be there as you ask the grace of God.
It
gives you the noble
plans.
When you shift and you give it to government,
I've
been in the valley. I've been in the swamp and wetlands. But God told me how not to destroy the earth. Get your land and watch over it. Someone say, Apostle, you're going to make us poor. Our shops are in Chisenyi in Kampala. Don't get angered
at
me. The light of the word of God directs us like that. Let's first finish here.
Chamateko olwokubiri esuule y'ekkumi n'emu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Deuteronomy 11 verse 11.
Nti nate ensi gye musomokera okugendamu okugirya y'ensi ey'ebiwonvu n'ensozi enywa amazzi ag'enkuba eva mu ggulu. Olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri, ensi Mukama Katonda wo gy'ayagala, amaaso ga Mukama Katonda wo gaba ku yo ennaku zonna okuva omwaka we gusookera okutuusa ku nkomerero yaagwo.
Ensi bw'aba yagitegeka bwatu ne
mutagikyankalanya,
obulabirizi bubeera bubwe okuva omwaka gutandika
pakatiwa,
naye bwe mutandika ogijja mu mikono gye
mutandika
okukolamu oda ezammwe
mukyagyekuumira mugyerabirire,
byonna ebizibu ebibatuukako
temumuyingizam.
Yesu yabazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
So nga tumaliriza.
Now as we finish,
kunsozi yo tuyinza kulimayo chi.
On the mountains we can plant what there.
Ebiwonvu.
The valleys.
Nechi.
And the wetlands.
Yesu yabazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga ina watu gambia.
But this is where he tell us.
Samuel echisoka.
In the first Samuel.
Esule yo mukaga.
The chapter 6.
Ule 17.
In the verse 13.
Ayogeranga agamba bwati.
He speaks saying this.
Samuel echisoka esule yo mukaga n'olunyiriri ole 13.
First Samuel chapter 6 verse 13.
Naba besusemesi balinga bakungula engano yabwe mu kiwonvu.
Engano zikula nnyo mu bintu mu kifo ebyebiwonvu.
Grow much in the places of valleys.
Ne system y'ebintu ebigwa mu ngano.
And system of things fallen in the wheat.
Muri ejimu emichere.
Where these rice.
Tebyetaaga kugenda kusanyawo ogundi
ebibi. They don't go the spread the valleys
oba
and the wetlands.
Oba swamps nga tezetaaga kuzijjawo.
They don't need to take them away.
Mansira kuli kungulu omuchere gwone gukola.
Put rice on top of them and it grows.
Abagala okulima omuwemba.
Those who want to grow barley.
Ebintu ntubwe ebite ebigwa mu system.
Things in that system.
Katuddemu oko katono onyiryo.
Let's repeat brief that verse.
Samuel echisoka esula eyo mukaga n'olunyiriri ole 13.
First Samuel chapter 6 verse 13.
Naba besusemedi ndi naba besusemesi balinga bakungula engano yabwe mu kiwonvu. Ne bayimusa amaaso gaabwe ne balaba isanduko ne basanyuka okugiraba. Ole 14. Egali nejja mu nnimiro ya Yoshua omubesu semesi nayimirira eyo awali ejjinja eddene ne baasa emiti egyeggaali ne bawaayo ente ezo okuba ekiweebwayo ekyokebwa eri Mukama.
So ebiwonvu tumanye.
Now valleys, let's know how we use them.
Swamps ezo ba
bituyise ki. Those swamps and the wetlands.
Entobas. Mumanye byokulima yote.
No what to plant there.
Usho kulima yo gundi zitasobola ziza.
Plants
galanga gesingi.
Plants which cannot in the water filter. For
bebe.
Rice grows on the top of them.
So noza bulichimu cha mugaso.
I think everything is beneficial.
Yes, we have
been. Praise Jesus much.
Muruyimba isura isoka.
In Song of Songs chapter 1.
No nyolisoka.
And the verse 1.
Ayogera bwati era ku nsonga zizimu.
He speaks this on the same issues.
Ngatumaliriza.
As we finish.
Oluyimba esule isoka n'olunyiriri olisoka.
Song of Songs chapter 1 from verse 1.
Oluyimba olisinga ennyimba lwa Sulemani. Olunyo lw'okubiri. Ti anywegere n'okunywegera kwa kamwake. Kubanga okwagala kwo kusinga omwenge obulungi. Olunyo lw'okusatu. Amafuta go gawunya akaloosa. Erinnya lyo liringanga amafuta agafukibwa. Abawala abatamanyi musajja kye bava bakwagala.
Yes, he was well.
Praise Jesus.
Samuel ekyokubiri 8:13.
Second Samuel chapter 8 verse 13.
Samuel ekyokubiri esule y'omunana n'olunyiriri olw'13.
Second Samuel chapter 8 verse 13.
Daudi ne yefunira erinnya lye. Erinnya bwe yakomawo ng'amaze okukuba abasuuli mu kiwonvu eky'omunnyo abasajja 18.
Bwe tuba twetaaga eminnyu biwonvu ebyo okulirana ebiwonvu watera okubeerawo
munnyo
ddala nga wabadde
okukuŋŋaanulyaamazzi.
Ekyo nno lwakyo kyali kiwonvu si bwe guli.
That was a valley.
And
there is salt.
These
valleys we found mostly salt and other things.
Because
research of them,
it needs
you to put time in
it. Let's move
on and read with here.
Samuel ekyokubiri esuula ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ennya.
2 Samuel chapter 8 verse 14.
N'ateeka ebigo mu Edomu. Yateeka ebigo okubuna Edomu. Nti Abedomu bonna ne bafuuka baddu ba Dawudi. Mukama n'amuwanga Dawudi okuwangula buli gye yagendanga.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kabaka kyakubiri 14:7.
2 Kings 14:7.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esuula ey'ekkumi n'ennya. N'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
2 Kings 14:7.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esuula ey'ekkumi n'ennya olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
2 Kings 14:7.
Ti ku Edomu n'attirako kakumi mu kiwonvu eky'omunnyo n'amenya Seera ng'alwana n'akituuma erinnya lyakyo Yekuseeri ne leero.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So ebiwonvu era ebimu.
Now some valleys, they have a collection of water. There is salt, oil,
nearing
the lake on the side of the valleys. You don't go in the middle of the lake.
No.
Even where there are swamps,
there are
places where there are oil, others not discovered
there.
Here you've discovered it where?
Obunyoro waliwo chawo bagazudde waji temumanyi.
You don't know,
so temu bino tebi akati amafuta tigabere liwa kati munyanya.
Oil is on in the middle of the sea,
eno kumabali mabali
eno on the shores nearing the valley.
So abagendo nonyo bugaga bafutu
because several our riches we use them right.
Mubononye bwe mutyo
katusebene
yo bwesuli yabi mwe mwabiri asatu musatu.
In Job 21:33.
Yobu esuli ya abiri mwemu n'olu nyiriri olwasatu mwesatu.
Job 21:33.
Yobu abiri mwemu olunyiri olwasatu mwesatu.
Job 21:33.
Amafunfugu ag'omu kiwonvu gana amuwomeranga.
Wabeerayo omunyu.
There is salt, precious stones.
Yobu esuli ya abiri mwemu olunyiriri olwasatu mwesatu.
Job 21:33.
Amafunfugu ag'omu kiwonvu gana amuwomeranga. N'abantu bonna banaawalulwanga ennyuma we. Nga bwe baamukulembera abatabalika.
Yesu
yebazibwe. Now in the brief.
Ezo z'ensonga lwaki Katonda yatonda.
Those are the reasons why God created the valleys.
Awamu n'ekuŋŋaaniro ly'amazzi.
Even the collection of water in the swamps. That is the meaning. To balance up the earth. To filter water, many other things. As we've come hearing them. Now we shall get back. How food grows in all those places. How does food grow?
You
potato leaf, you wait for potatoes.
You put
a cassava tree, you wait for cassava.
What
power put in food
like that? Why
does it appear in different tests?
Even
the fruits on it. How are they ordered? How are they formed in the ground?
From
every place we've studied,
flatlands,
the flatlands,
we shall even
see the
plains,
dry land and making of food. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.